Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Daniel Hurry.
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Mr. Hurry, what I'm doing, I'm conducting a survey of real important issues here in your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your answers are strictly confidential, okay? Now, Mr. Hurry, if you don't mind me asking, are you in a place where you could speak? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president? Definitely vote, probably vote, or a 50-50 chance?
So I'll vote, but I don't want to go through a survey, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'll be brief,
sir. Sorry, but,
your opinion is very important. I'll be brief. I'll be as quick as possible. I guarantee you, okay? Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it, Mr. Hurry. And like he says, and what is your age? You sound very young. I got to make sure that someone's 18 or older.
Sounds young. Well, see, that's the kind of information, too, I don't like to give because...
Oh, you don't have... Okay, if you don't want to answer it, that's okay. Okay, now, just...
Let me say this to you. I am a senior citizen, so...
Okay. Now, just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I would say 10.
Okay, moving forward. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I guess something else, unaffiliated. I voted for both parties at different times, but,
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
I got satisfied.
Okay.
I'm between dissatisfied and satisfied, to be honest with you.
Okay. And what specifically makes you say that, sir?
Well, the prices of things.
Okay.
So much stuff has gone up and, you know.
Okay, so you're saying the reason that you are saying this is the prices of things, correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Pick two, okay? Protecting our democracy and freedoms, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, improving K-12 public school education, healthcare costs, inflation and economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Please pick two.
Wow, that was a lot.
Okay.
That's a lot to remember. I think one on the environment, Matt, is one, you know, one good thing. And what was the very first one?
Okay. Protecting our democracy and freedoms.
Yeah.
Immigration.
Yeah, that one.
That one? Immigration and border security. And you said environment. Okay. Climate change and environment issues. Thank you. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disagree.
Now, do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I would say strongly disapprove.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Moving forward, and I'm thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're about the same.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I would basically say probably not at all.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Moving forward.
Can I ask a question now? Who is this for?
Okay, the company is called National Opinion Survey. Okay? And all your answers, sir, are strictly confidential, okay? Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The Democratic Party.
Sixty-five.
What about the NAACP?
Probably 70.
70. What about Kamala Harris?
70.
And Taylor Swift?
I know who she is, but that's about it. I don't listen to music or anything. I have no idea, I guess I would give a 50. That means I don't, either way,
What about Ron DeSantis?
I would say about a 25.
Okay. Donald Trump.
I'd give him about 15, probably.
15?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I'm not really sure what that is.
What about Joe Biden?
I would say a little over 50%, maybe 55.
55. Okay, now moving forward. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Colonel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Colonel West?
I would vote for Biden, yes.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, someone worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Worried.
Worried? Somewhat or very worried?
I guess somewhat.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I'm supposed to say what? And just
if
yes
you agree,
or no?
If you agree with this statement or disagree.
Okay. I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay, now the choices you have are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Now, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree somewhat strongly, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
What about the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans?
I somewhat disagree. I mean, agree, not disagree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Somewhat agree.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
I strongly agree.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
I somewhat disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, now, sir, we're almost finished. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Now, statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
Statement B.
Statement B. Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 means you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Immigration to this country.
7.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
9.
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
10.
Equal economic opportunity for all.
10.
The right to bear arms.
8.
Yeah. And a commitment to Christian ideals.
You're saying this as far as what I feel myself? Or,
that's your personal opinion.
Okay, that's what I feel society should be like.
Okay. A commitment to Christian ideals.
Okay. Well, I would say 10.
And police that treat everyone the same.
I'd say 10. That'd be great.
Okay, moving forward. Now, do you want to thank you? Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with this statement at all. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
I would say, 8.
8, okay. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may be not at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have a less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How do you feel about this? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or do not agree at all?
I would say strongly agree.
Okay, moving forward. Sometimes over the course of a survey, because I'm at 90%, sir, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections on November on a scale from 0 to 10, which means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
And switching gears here a little bit, the last few questions here are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never, sir?
Basically, recently, never.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
I do apologize, but it's on the survey and I have to read everything verbatim. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, sir, I do want to thank you, Mr. Hurry. This concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for your sharing your opinion with us, and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right.